This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that fantasy drafts anything and everything from the world of pop culture, from fads to guilty pleasures and everything in between. On today's episode, we're going to be drafting famous people who go by one name. I'm your host, Ian Carmel, and with me as always are my friends Sean Jordan and David Borey. Let's hear that theme music, shall we? Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that puts potatoes in its taco meat.
That means you have white hair on your chest.
Check this out. When Laura came back last year, when my mom broke her neck, when Laura came to visit, she was making tacos.
Yeah.
Put potatoes in there. Stink Eye comes in and he looked in the fucking skillet and he's just like, she put the potatoes, she put them right in there, huh? And I was like, yeah, man, I mean, it's good. I've had it. It'll be good. And then he's eating them and he did that thing. He's like, oh yeah, she's a keeper. And I'm like, dog, it ain't a, you don't call her a keeper, first of all, but then it's because the potatoes in the taco, there's a lot better things about.
That's a good thing though. I don't want to down that.
He's a simple man, dude.
No, and it's dope. Potatoes in the taco meat, fantastic. So it's beans, potato, like chopped up little russet potatoes, little Ortega seasoning. It was bison meat that we were cooking up.
Whoa, look at you.
Yeah, and some chopped up peppers, man. Boy was getting fucking greasy in the kitchen.
So you did it yourself, though?
Oh, I did it myself.
You chopped everything?
I chopped everything myself.
Farm to table?
Farm to table, bro.
You killed the bison?
I killed the bison. We're in South Dakota, man. Last one.
My man.
Used every part of it.
South Dakota legalized weed.
I saw
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man.
And they voted for Trump. I don't know how. I don't know where that crossover is.
Here's the thing. People got to quit acting like only liberal people smoke weed, dog. Like, of course people who like Trump also smoke weed. Everybody smokes weed. It's just everybody smokes weed.
It's yeah. It's no longer a liberal platform.
It's not like a, yeah, it's not like
we
a.
We did it first.
We did it, and we did it best.
Yeah.
But it's not like a signal. It used to be like, oh, that guy smokes weed. He's also cool. Now it's just like, no, everybody smokes weed. Moms and dads.
Isn't it still not legal in New York?
Really?
Well, Shane swings a big stick and he's opposed.
The fact that it's called the lettuce colloquially was enough for him to stay away from it for the rest of his life.
I don't eat no lettuce, devil or otherwise.
No lettuce. I don't care if it's a devil's lettuce or romaine lettuce. I'm not eating it. You don't eat it. I'm not eating it.
It doesn't go in my Texas temple.
Is that what he calls his mouth?
You better know.
Oh, man.
The old Texas temple himself.
Yeah, potatoes in the taco meat. It's good. You guys don't think it'd be good, honestly?
It feels like a breakfast spot. I don't know why it felt weird to me.
Oh, yeah, you've never had breakfast late at night, have you, David?
Why are you mad at me?
I'm not mad. I'm firm. It's a big difference.
Is it a soft shell or a hard shell?
Unfortunately, and I was hoping you wouldn't ask, but what am I going to lie to you, my brother? It's a hard shell.
I'm not against hard shells.
That makes it weirder to me.
Me too. Potatoes go better in a soft shell.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not going to lie to my brother on this podcast. What am I doing? So yeah, it's a
hard shell.
I
just want the, I want the basics, dude.
You know what I love? I would eat a hard shell full of sour cream and cheese.
Ooh,
and that's it.
Yeah, for sure.
I could eat that.
Put some Alfredo in there.
Yeah.
Wait, what? What did you?
Marissa didn't go dark this one since there's only three of us, and I can see her shaking her head.
Put some Alfredo in that taco shell.
I'd eat it. That's okay.
Why? That's not what was up for grabs.
That's one step away from saying would I dip chips into Alfredo sauce. I guarantee I would. So
I don't want to be reminded about this. I'm still recovering.
Was that the last time it was just the four of us? I think so.
That was with Miel, right?
Oh, it was Miel. Oh, yeah. It was Miel. Yeah, it was Miel. Right. How can we forget Miel? Yeah. Yogurt?
Yeah.
Well, yogurt is like a replacement for sour cream if it's unflavored, I've heard.
That also is disgusting to me.
No, that's different. It tastes like sour cream. It does. It does.
Oh, okay.
Does it really?
Greek yogurt? Unflavored Greek yogurt? Yeah, if you put it where sour cream is supposed to be, you can't tell the difference.
Do people not eat just unflavored Greek yogurt with nothing else, just the yogurt?
I mean, it's like gnarly. It tastes like sour cream.
That's what I'm asking. So do people just eat that?
They might fuck it up with some blueberries. They might put some blueberries in it. It's a fun word to say weird.
I think you could put like honey in it too, like dip some honey on it.
Put a little honey in there, put a little blueberries.
Excuse me, I see the Greek yogurts in aisle 5. Could you tell me where the blueberries are, please?
Blueberries. I'm coming in on your fucking announcing game, David. I'm gonna have a blueberry cereal commercial before the end of the week. I guarantee
it. I want nothing more than for you to be the voice of Blueberry. I want nothing more than that.
Blueberry, now with blueberries.
We were talking about how funny it'd be one time back in the day to walk into a grocery store and just be like freak pissed and just walk in and be like, where is the fucking kale? Like, just to do that about blueberries, it'd be like, not even look, just walk in like, where the fuck are the blueberries, dude?
Where the hell is the grenadine syrup?
I'm sick of the games. I'm not sick of the blueberries.
I'm sick of the games. I'm sick of your game.
I need sorghum. And I need it fucking now.
Let me stop real quick and say, Ian, you look fantastic, dog.
Thank you.
You do look amazing.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
I'm glad it's beanie season for you specifically.
I fucking love beanie season. The beanie with the eyebrows and the mustache, it's a classic combination.
You look like a portrait. You need to be drawn.
I'm going
to
make a Groucho Marx, but like an Ian, and just have it be an Eanie with an Eanie.
An Eanie with beanie? A beanie?
A beanie with built-in eyebrows and a mustache.
Opening for A Boogie with the Hoodie, Eanie and a Beanie. Hey guys, I'm worse.
He has that song, Look Back at It. Mine's Look Over on It.
Yeah.
Same beat.
It's about, you know, you see some people having sex in an alley, but maybe you're in like the fourth story gym.
Here's a question, and sorry for getting there right away. Mm. Have you ever seen other people have sex in real life? Anyone in here?
Dude, I don't think I actually have. No,
I don't think I never have either. Isn't that weird to think about?
Somebody that we know, but maybe I don't want to say his name because I don't think that he would appreciate it. But he said, he was telling me a story. He saw two people like on the street. He was on the street and they had their window open. And then he was just like, whoa. And they were like going at it. I've heard a lot of people have sex.
That don't count. I done heard some people having sex, but I've never seen it. And that's, I don't know, it's just weird to think about.
Are you talking about penetration? Have I seen someone penetrate someone else?
I just see like where you just like, you know what's going on. Like there could be a cover or something.
Oh, never. Then yeah, I've seen that.
Okay, well, all right then.
What did you think? Penetration?
I don't know what I thought. I don't know what I thought. He meant some like kind of like indecent some cuckold situation or something.
No, like watch. No, I mean like tripped. Like someone's in here.
How many situations are there that you see other people have sex?
A lot, David. You've never watched porn. There's tons.
Okay, that's
there's
not
tons
real
of situations.
Wait, are you asking us if we've seen porn? Because I've seen
is that
porn.
What you're
unless you've seen porn in real life, sure.
What are you? I don't know what you're saying.
I'm on a Fresca, baby.
Yeah, there it is. He's getting frammered right now. That guy getting frammered, by the way, Sean S. Jordan on Twitter, Sean Cougar Melon Jordan on Instagram.
What's up, bro?
Yeah, bro.
It's all in your face, isn't it?
I fuck off, mate. Fuck off, mate. It's all right, bro. Yeah.
It's all right.
Fuck off, bro.
It's all good. It's all right.
It's all right. Fucking Tories, mate. The fucking Tories.
Tories,
mate.
And Whigs.
Never. Not ever.
Not now.
No, you don't say it. You say noi.
Nine.
That was a fun little soundbite that someone could. Someone take that out.
Nine.
I feel like 3 years from now, this podcast is going to devolve into just like
Us making
grunts
sounds?
And noises for 2 hours every week.
Five lightning rounds.
Yeah. Then, to get back to the noises.
I have this weird pent up, like, good move coming out. And it just been pent up for like 4 days since this election. I don't know when I can officially be in a good mood. So I'm like, I feel noisy and pent right now.
I think you can officially be in a good mood, man. I think we're recording this on a Friday night.
I think you can.
It would be unprecedented, and in a way that not like how everything it's Biden. Maybe these words come back to haunt me. He's won the election.
I remember back in April, we're like, I've had the flu. We'll see you in Texas.
Yeah.
Was like, I've been sick.
Yeah, I was gonna say you were over at my house, and I was like, honestly, bro, I don't even think it's going to be anything.
Not to make light of it, but just.
No, but I mean, yeah, that's just what we thought. Because you were like, I don't know, maybe. And I was like, man, I thought I was going to be like flying around.
I've seen people have sex under a blanket. I think I can get the flu.
I've seen people have sex under a blanket. You don't think I can handle COVID? Come on. Seen people have sex under a pool table. I'm going to live forever.
I have nothing coming up. I'll tell you what I did. I went out and got housed with the one Kyle Kinane last weekend for my birthday. That was fun.
Oh, yes.
My nemesis.
Yeah, dude. That's all we did was plot on you the whole time. I know you don't like it when people plot on you, but we did. Suge Knight was there. They let him out of prison for a night.
You got to catch me slipping, nipping, and dipping, dog.
Yeah, dude.
All your enemies were there. Kyle Kinane was there, dude. Deborah Cox, who's turned on you recently.
Whoa. Yeah, I
Tony
saw that
Collette,
on Twitter.
Tony Braxton, the Tony, they were the Tonys.
The Monopoly Man.
The Monopoly Man was there just fucking rubbing his hands together. Salty, dude.
All my enemies.
Salty, Mr. Peanut was there, the old one that they said died. He didn't die.
Man.
He's in Portland.
Couple Rottweilers, dude, with bow ties on.
Yeah.
It was Buck, man. It was Buck. They were sitting on either side of me like it was my front porch.
Miss Cleo was there hating on you, dude. Remember her?
Oh, yeah, but that, she knows what she did. I'm not even, that's hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. That's all that is. She, you know.
Wise words, my friend.
How was the Kananiac? Where'd you guys get shit housed? I'll give you a beat.
Give him a beat.
Drunk at the high dive with my friend Kyle. Wasn't looking at a pit bull, wasn't named Lyle. Drinking on the whiskey, all they saw was me getting buck, and I shook a dog's paw. That's about all I got.
Nice.
I feel like,
dude,
that was great, because that was actually what happened. That wasn't, like, I don't think you wrote that yesterday to come here and do that.
Wouldn't it suck if someone did, like,
movies,
such a...
What does Ghostface Killer say? I write movies, B.
I just do like the wackest freestyle in the world, and then you see a written fall out of my pocket, and it's that. Like, I wrote.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees. But like, eight things are crossed out, and then trees is above it.
I was just like, shit, paradigm doesn't rhyme with tree. What rhymes
with
tree?
Like
I can't.
The birds and the bees and the other bees? No. Think, Sean. Think, Jordy.
Why would I talk about bees twice?
Yeah.
I have raps written somewhere. I'll find them. If I ever find them, trust that I will read them.
If the Patreon gets to $20,000, you got
to
release a mixtape.
Oh, yeah.
I think if Biden wins, we release Philly on Patreon. That's what I think.
Whoa!
No.
Yo, dog, come on, man.
No, he's won. You don't throw the stick after the stick has already left. What are you talking about?
I'm not even sure Philly was fully legal. You're going to just talk like
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely not.
That is... Marissa, you got to burn that dry.
Yeah, Marissa, you can't. Do not let Sean have that.
I asked her one time. I forget where we were all together, and I was like, you got it? And she's like, I got it. I got it somewhere.
That shit is geocached, so you can only listen to it in fucking Bolivia, dude. That's it.
Well, so I'd never hear it then, because I wouldn't be.
That's why we can't hear it. I've never been to
Bolivia.
I heard Clive Davis takes a private jet every now and again, just grabs dicks all over the country on his way.
Well, tell him to give mine back.
No, I don't talk to Clive like that.
Love to give my dick back from Clive Davis. That's all he fucking does. But he spent his whole fucking spring break ripping my dick off.
So this is funny that you said this, because this was actually in my head the other day.
Yeah.
I do think somebody could rip somebody's dick off.
Of course you. Well, I was really gonna be like, of course, good.
Oh, I thought you were being super hyperbolic. I think
skin
that
is real strong. It's stronger than you think. You can't just rip skin easily.
I mean, me hanging from a cliff by my dick.
Well, that's not someone ripping your dick off.
Okay.
Ironically, if someone was trying to rip your dick off,
it'd be hard as a rock.
Well, you'd have to get it would be tougher to do if you got hard, I think.
Yeah, I think it would be too.
So you would have to try to get a boner if somebody was trying to rip your dick off.
Oh no, you don't.
Oh, man.
You wouldn't have to try, my friend.
That's hilarious. Like, I've been training for this.
That's what a hand job in middle school is like.
Oh, you think you're going to rip my dick off? Try jerking me off, buddy.
I knew this day would come. Speaking of which.
Yeah, that'd be intense. That'd be a tough spot to be in.
It would be.
Joke's on you.
You just be like,
yeah. Who's watching The Watchmen?
David Bory is also here. The G is silent on Twitter. Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram.
That's me.
How are you doing, Bubby?
I'm great, man. You know, we're out here. I'm gonna. It's the year's closing down. Thankful for good friends in my life.
Absolutely.
Thankful for you guys so much. Glad this year was really hard on a lot of people, and it could have been a lot worse. So, you know,
for sure.
Glad we all got through it, man.
How I feel.
And what that means is, no, I don't have anything to promote.
Nothing
ever
coming
again.
Up. Dude. Just gratefulness. That's good, though.
But yeah, I'm just happy. Yeah. My cup runneth over.
Amen. I feel the same way. My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish Fiji bottle water app.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From the islands of Fiji.
Wait a minute. Are you Jewish?
Yes, I am. Whoa. 100% bar mitzvah and everything.
Holy fucking buckets, dude.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. I just found out about the Jew thing.
Oh, did you? Did you? Well, you've been doing stand-up about it for 10 years.
Yeah, I thought I was being offensive.
Yeah, he was. it was taken the wrong way.
Yeah. I just kind of ran with it. I was making fun of Jews, and like, and then I went on one of those genealogy shows, and turns out Jewish, 100%, bar mitzvah and everything.
That's wild.
You are the Jewish.
I am wild. The Jewish. I'm the increasingly less fat Jewish.
And then you did the dance. You were like, in the case of Judaism, Ian Carmel
is Jewish.
I told you.
What do I got coming? Listen to All Fantasy Everything. Watch The Late Late Show with James Corden, where I continue to be a handsomer Andy Richter. Check us out. No shade on Andy Richter. Andy Richter's handsome.
Yeah, he's handsome.
Yeah, but no, he's not this handsome.
No, that's true.
It's not his fault.
It's just like it's a general where you're like a specific.
Yeah, I'm a specific.
You know
I'm a little
saying?
More
you
handsome than he is. He's not bad looking. I just happen to I'm hot. You know?
Yeah, that's fine. And that's fine. There's space for both.
I'm not gonna not talk about it. Sorry, I'm hot, dude.
Hell yeah.
You had every opportunity to do this, and I'm the one who did it.
Sorry, this is a hot-ass podcast.
Yeah, sorry, we're all fucking hot on this podcast. Sorry, yeah, it's sorry a hot guys that. Podcast.
Pretty hot podcast.
For a podcast, it's pretty hot. mean,
podcasts aren't notoriously attractive, so yeah, it's a pretty attractive podcast.
We wouldn't be like a hot prestige drama cast. We'd be,
no.
You know.
No.
But for podcasts, we're pretty hot.
But like for just some dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just some dudes in some rooms? We're pretty hot.
I'm in the basement. I'm in a basement.
Right? Yeah.
I'm a dude in the
You're
basement.
You're one of the hottest dudes in a basement right now.
I mean, listen, I'm gonna go nuts. I'd say you're one of the hottest dudes in a basement in the county right now.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'd say that about you. I'd say that about you.
Thanks.
Right
Bucks.
Now, 6:05 PM on a Friday? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because a lot of the regular hot guys are still out doing stuff. They don't.
Yeah,
the pandemic isn't real for them.
I mean, they're having sex.
Yeah.
I could.
I know you're getting married,
David. I could.
You shouldn't.
Shouldn't, but I could.
But you could.
Yeah, with your hand.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he wasn't ready for it.
Shit, I got nothing to say.
I got nothing to promote. Just do that stuff. Now, we are gathered here today not only to talk about Sean, you know, having sex.
Hand jobbing. Old tug job, solo tug job over here.
For God's sake. But also, to draft famous people who go by one name. This one has been in the old Think Walk for a while. We've been cooking it around.
Oh, yeah.
You know, throwing veggies in there. And I think we've decided to finally do it. There's no special reason.
The Think Walk. It's been
That's
in the
James
Think
Corden
Walk.
Original. I think. I like or that. You took it from somebody. But, you know.
The Think Walk.
Put in the old Think Walk.
Are we doing fictional as well? Or would we cut that up?
Oh, I went with real, but like, let's see. Let's see what the old, it's just the four of us. Let's just see what the old,
I don't feel any, I think it's fine to go fictional.
Yeah. Nobody here but us chickens.
I think that's a wild move when there are so many
There's
real
ones. There's plenty of real. I thought of a fun fictional one, so I might do a fictional one at the end. We'll see.
If you do, I'll roast you, toast you, and burn you to a crisp, dude, but like, it's in play.
I'm one of those guys who does that now.
I like
Stop.
That.
Stop. Stop with that.
Woo! Now, the way we determine the order of the draft is through a rollicking game of rock, paper, scissors, played between the two of you, and we throw on shoot.
Why don't you play, too? You never get to play.
Nah.
All right. That was the truest. Shut it down as quick as I can.
Listen.
Nah, anyway.
Nah. You guys got it.
If I didn't have to play, I wouldn't. I'm just in here looking for a fight every. I'm like the fucking Ryu of this podcast.
I only played like once, maybe twice. I think only once. I'm not gonna ruin those numbers now. I got a low percentage. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh!
Get your fucking punk ass hand out of here.
David came in with the fucking. He approached the bench.
He blew it, is what he did.
Left. And then came with a rock and then came in and opening statements with the scissors.
Yeah, it was crazy.
I lost that metaphor, but like, anyway, you lost.
Listen, just know that I styled on him is all you guys got
to
know.
David bricked a windmill dunk is what it was, but it still looks cool to try a windmill dunk.
That's exactly what he did.
Now, Sean, as the winner of Rock, Paper, Scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. But before you do that, I will remind you it is a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
That's a great question. Yeah.
It's like if you're on a beach cruiser, bruv, you get the beach cruiser that I loaned you about a week ago, and you're just cruising down the street, and you cruise on the right side of the street for a while, and then you go over to the left side, then you cruise down the left side for a while, and then you go back to the right side, and then you cruise down the right side for a while, then you switch over to the left side, and just cruise down the left side until you get to Ocean Avenue, bruv, then you're at the beach.
It's kind of like it's both ours.
Yeah, dude. I know you wanted it back, homie.
Basically, what it means is you pick third in the first round. You pick first in the second round. Sean, with that in mind, what will the order of today's draft be?
Me, Marissa, Ian. David's out.
Whoa! It's a cold world.
No, I was kidding. David, Ian, me.
Oh, no!
Put monkey in the middle?
Oh, boy, there it is.
I'm out here.
Damn, dude.
Man.
Moving all around.
I don't think we've ever recorded on a Friday night. It's got weird vibes, dude. It's different.
It's very strange, especially after my first pick.
It's different. Okay. David, you have the first pick in the famous people who go by one name, All Fantasy Everything Draft, and we will get to that pick right after this short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's Weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do That's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project, and it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself, but it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which, holla at your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up, it starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You need to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody, who are they going to leak it to? They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right? You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Yeah, we're back. Welcome back to All Fantasy Everything. The only thing.
We're the only fucking thing.
This is it.
That's it.
It's like us and unflavored Greek yogurt, and that's boring.
Those are the two things. Nouns, it's for this. That's this. What they invented nouns for.
Yep.
My pronouns are this. That doesn't make sense. Dude. I take it back. I take it back.
It goes by this and that.
Oh, this and that.
Just such a knucklehead thing to say. What's up? I identify as this and that.
Sometimes a little bit.
Where are you? That's like saying you're from everywhere. Did you ever meet one of those pricks? Where are you from? I'm from everywhere, bro.
I don't think that's a prick move, Sean.
It is. When you say it that way, it sure is.
What if they were
sure
a military? What are you mad at? What if they were military, bro?
Just you. Then you, lucky you. You get to pick where you're from, honestly. Where you want to be from.
It depends on the tone with which how they say I'm from everywhere, I think.
Yeah. I'm talking about, like, that. You know, someone like walks up to you like, that's my girl you're looking at, bro. I'm from everywhere, dude. You don't even know. I don't know. That just seems like a prick thing to say.
Did I ever tell you, this was when I was in college. This is a story from me in college. Me, Graham Wicklund, and I think also Dan Hubner were in the PSU, like,
acapella student group?
Acapella group, and we were great. And that's the whole story. No, we were in, like, the student union basement, which was, like, they had like a pool table and like, I don't know. They had like
I got the vibe.
You know what I mean? Like, it was that area.
It's like youth group vibes almost.
Big youth group vibes. Uh-huh. And there was a dude down there playing pool. And I don't even remember how this came up, but we were like joking with him or something. And it got kind of tense. And he said, "You can't joke with me. I'm from New York."
That shit.
And he was a little, he was a spindly little white kid. He wasn't like this, he wasn't like from the Bronx, you know what I mean? He's like, "You can't joke with me, I'm from New York." And I'm like, "Seinfeld's from New York. What do you mean you can't joke with me? I'm from some of the funniest people in the world are from New York."
That's wild, because that's some shit you pull when you're not at home, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, he left New York hoping he could say that to somebody.
I'm going
to
go flex on people in Portland, Oregon. I'm afraid you're not, my friend. I'm afraid you're not.
But that's the thing. It's like that dude that pulled up on you and said he was from Chicago or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
There's tough people from everywhere, and there's not tough people from everywhere. There's tough people from fucking T, South Dakota, who would mop the floor with someone from New York. You know?
Big time.
It's just like, doesn't... Anyway. So you kick the shit out of him or what? You let him know?
So we beat the fuck out of that guy.
We beat him to death, and the statute of limitations came up yesterday. So I can finally talk about it.
I filled a Fred Meyer bag full of frozen grapes and just walloped this kid.
Nice local reference, too, on the front. Yeah, that was awesome.
There you go.
Oh my God. Yeah. David, you have the first pick. What will that first pick be?
I mean, I got to go with shit, damn.
It's actually a lot.
Shit, damn. It's like actually a lot of pressure with the first one on this one.
Yeah.
A first? I got to go Jesus. Does that not count?
He goes by, isn't he a Jesus Christ?
No way, dog. That's Jesus.
Jesus H. Christ, even, right?
Isn't when you say Jesus, everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, but he doesn't. I don't know if he goes by one name. I think he still goes by Jesus Christ. I mean,
technically, he goes by three names: God, the Father, and the Holy Son.
According to some,
I fucked it up. Holy Spirit.
When I say Jesus, everybody knows the Blazers just lost by like a buzzer beater.
Jesus.
All right, I'll pull Jesus.
I'm just saying. Wait. I think is it Marissa? What do you think?
Listen, I got. Listen, my don't be mad. My right hand. I got. Yeah, my left hand's bad as hell too. I'm saying Muhammad.
All right. Yeah. I don't know his last name. Yeah.
It's not Muhammad Christ. I have no idea what his last name is.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Well played.
Same thing as Jesus, man. It's like world. Who's bigger than Muhammad?
You don't bring the mountain to Muhammad.
No. Oh, wait,
it's one or the other. It's, however that saying goes.
It's the most common name in the world I heard on a movie that I don't know is accurate or not.
I've heard that too, and I think it wasn't from that movie, so at least if it's bullshit, that's from two sources.
All right, yeah. So Muhammad,
Marissa's nodding.
I've heard that too.
Okay.
Two sources.
You've heard it too?
Yeah, that guy. I mean, what other person with one name put it down like that?
Well, let's not go into that, you know?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah, probably about 14 others is what we're hoping. The premise of this podcast is that
I'm here to circumvent the rules.
Yeah, I can't really wax about Muhammad, but I know of Muhammad, sure.
I know he believes in the God of Abraham, just like everybody else.
I practice Thislam when I'm in the Bay Area. That's all I know.
Bum, 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 dance.
Muhammad. Again, Muhammad. I know nothing about him.
Muhammad.
A religious figure. You're not supposed to depict him.
And I like that. You know, he's like, nah, I did it on the humble.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Who's that famous that you don't know what he looks like?
Dude, that's
Jesus,
a great point.
Vain as hell. He's everywhere.
Everywhere.
I can't go two blocks without seeing a picture of Jesus.
No, me neither. I can hear the bells dedicated to Jesus pretty much every day.
Yeah, everywhere. Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus. That's
face.
Why they say that. Jesus Christ.
Jesus. I mean, you're ripped. I get it. Come on. Put a shirt on.
I just looked it up. Do you know what Muhammad's last name was?
No.
Nelson.
Torres.
Shut the fuck up.
I can see it being Torres.
It's Muhammad Torres. That's crazy, dude. It's not. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, you had me for a second. You could have sold me on that. That was like a total Shane lie.
Whoa, Abu al-Qasim Muhammad ibn Abd Allah ibn Abd al-Muttalib ibn Hashim.
And also with you.
Good job.
Maybe good job. I have no idea. If that was offensive, I apologize. Muhammad, great first pick. Time for my first pick, and I'm going to stay in the religious deity realm and take Prince.
I was kidding. Yeah. God damn it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Minneapolis is finest.
Minneapolis is finest.
He's not.
What?
Whoa!
What the fuck are you talking about?
Minneapolis is finest would disagree with me, but yes, it's Atmosphere is the best musician to come out of Minneapolis.
Sean, I will take you out in the street and beat the shit out of you.
I'm not completely serious. I have to say that. The guy's my hero. But yes,
Prince played everything.
I know Prince is the best. Let me have a little something.
Prince played everything.
You know, Prince is amazing.
Except the Fool.
Yeah.
Ha! Well, I heard everybody plays the Fool sometimes.
Sometimes they do.
When was the last time Prince comes up quite a bit? When was the last time you guys watched his halftime show? There's a little like mini doc on it.
Dude, I haven't seen
the mini doc.
Dude, such a rock star ass in the rain on a Prince shaped stage with a Prince shaped guitar playing Purple Rain.
No, I remember.
It's so buck, dude.
Purple Rain. I know it's not supposed to be sexy.
Yes,
that song is really sexy. Is it?
I don't know.
It's kind of a sad song.
I think he just can't help it.
It's just his, he just oozes
I think he just makes sexy songs, dude. That's all it is sexy.
It's so sexy.
It's the sexiest.
Whoa, you know? He's got so much garlic on his counters, he can't help but getting it into everything, you know?
I understand. It just seeps in. Now you're eating garlic honey nut Cheerios.
That's right.
I never meant to cause you any trauma.
Oof.
Yeah,
oof.
Man.
Man, how many drinks to make out with Prince would it take?
Zero drinks, probably.
Yeah, I would have done it.
No.
Yeah. I think it would have, I'm saying for real, three drinks and I would, three drinks if he went for it, I'd be all in.
I think so too.
Like, we're hanging out at the bar. Oh shit, Prince is here. And then maybe then we go off to the side and oh shit, I think I'm vibing with Prince. And then third drink if he went for it. Yeah.
Then Malloy comes over. Ah, what's going on over here? We're making out all of a sudden.
Oh, so we're kissing.
Oh,
now.
So we're kissing, huh?
You kids ever heard hold the line? You kids ever heard hold the line? Hey, you want a wing? I got a wing.
Here's the problem with kissing Prince. I think your pants would be off immediately.
Yeah.
He's sexual, dude.
It would be you kiss Prince and then you're in a purple limo on the way back to your hotel. You didn't even know. And it was the best sex you ever had in your life.
I heard a story. So that, I don't know if I can tell this.
You don't.
Come on. Vaguely tell. Tell it with Simpson characters.
I have to remove all the names except for Prince.
Okay, cool.
And I heard this story, not from who you probably would suspect I heard it from, but this Toscani. Is a story. It's from Toscani. Toscani told me. Okay, so I can tell, I can't tell this whole story, but the bare bones of this story is that Prince met this actress on a flight and they vibed really hard. He invited her to his concert and she thought it was going to kick off and they were going to sleep together. And Prince only wanted to have phone sex. That was it.
Hey.
Multiple times.
I get you ever have a week where you just eat turkey sandwiches?
I do have those weeks. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I to an extent understand it. Maybe he was just in a phase like when Picasso was in his blue phase where he was just I'm just doing phone sex right now.
I mean,
sex is weird too, man. He probably
could have been doing something else while he was having the phone sex. Maybe there was somebody else there with him.
Oh, he could have
helping out while he was having phone, like a weird
audio threesome. That's wild.
You've blown this wide
could
open.
Could you imagine?
No pun intended.
If he had somebody else, and then he was like, "I'm gonna call." What if she was on the person he called was on speaker, and then. What if Prince's whole operation was hands-free?
This feels like it could be that feels like something Prince might do.
Holy fucking shit.
If anyone could land that plane, it would be Prince Rogers Nelson.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Absolutely.
Fucking A.
He's a little guy, too. He's like a little.
He's tiny.
He's a little he's a little sex goblin.
Wet jump shot, though.
Yeah, wet jump shot. Wet Jerry Colonel a lot of the time, too.
Yeah, that man, Prince was beautiful.
Gorgeous and definitely a one-namer. So Prince, that's my first pick. We've talked about Prince a lot on here. Fantastic. Sian, time for your first and second picks as tis.
First pick is going to be Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great pick.
Yeah.
Beyonce?
Yeah,
yeah. Beyonce?
Somebody, my friend, young Danny Cuneo asked a good question about Beyonce the other day.
Yeah.
And I want to pose it to you guys because it's a great
question. I think we're the ones to answer it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. If ever I was qualified to answer a question.
What was the moment that you knew that she was the one?
Immediately.
Like when you were like, the rest of these
immediately.
Yeah, that's great. Come
Destiny's
on.
Child?
Immediately. Yes, absolutely.
I did not know that then. I did not know that.
Immediately. What was the first song? Was it Say My Name?
Yeah. No.
Yes, you could.
Was Say My Name their first song?
I'm pretty sure that was the first single.
Bills
yeah, okay.
Say My Name, Say My Name.
Oh, the one with Wyclef, remember?
She just had a glow. She still does. But like, even in that video, you're like, there, that woman is glowing. She clearly, her voice was light years ahead of it. And Kelly Rowland is amazing, by the way.
Yeah.
So this
oh,
is
yeah.
Me
T-shirt and pants is great.
That like, you could just tell immediately, even her hair. Her hair looked perfect in that video. And I right away, I knew. And I wouldn't
really?
Say that about a lot. Like, I wouldn't say that about like Justin Timberlake or anything, but with Beyonce, I think it was very, very, very clear that she was going to be her own entity.
I for sure did not. Because I remember.
When did you? When do you think you noticed then?
Soldier. That song, Soldier.
Which song is that?
With Lil Wayne. I need a soldier.
Oh, I don't know if I remember it. Was it a little, it was a Lil Wayne song with her?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was her. It was Destiny's Child. If the status ain't hood. I ain't checking for him. Better be straight if he looking at me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember
yeah.
that. I need a soul.
And
yeah.
when she was like, so quick to snatch up your Beyonce. I was like, oh, yeah. She's going to live forever. She's going to live forever.
I beat her for an Emmy, so I still don't think she's the one.
Damn, dude. I feel like I don't want to sound like an asshole. I hope I didn't like, I hope I wasn't too quick with that answer. But I feel like, yeah, I feel really quick, like real quick. It was obvious to me that she was going to be the one.
Yeah, or no, Crazy in Love, actually, I think is when I was like,
I think
yo.
That might be mine, too, actually.
That yeah. one was
that's
like,
that's it for me.
Because it was just like that video, and then Jay-Z was like, yes, sir, I'm cut from a different cloth. I listened to that song not 5 hours ago.
That sample is so good.
You crazy, B. I would love, how great would it be to have your wife singing a song and you just like yell stuff to,
oh.
you know what I mean? You're doing it.
Great job so far.
But also me, good job. I picked a great.
That Bonnie and Clyde one was good too.
That song was great too.
I love
but
that
But I felt
song.
Like that was more Jay-Z than her.
Yeah, it was. But that, but Crazy in Love was her.
Yeah, that when she was like walking in the explosion and she had those red high heels on.
A lot of people will point to Ja Rule as like the classic like rapper on a song with an R&B chick. But Jay-Z,
he did a lot.
Fucking those beyond that. Be of course the Beyonce ones. His remix of Umbrella that he's on is amazing.
I listened to it 2000 Summer Hits on Tidal.
Oh hell yeah!
The fucking playlist and but that song was on there too. That song's Umbrella's amazing.
The first panic attack I ever had, that song was playing. It was that song,
Umbrella.
Yeah, and it was when that song and then Gwen Stefani had that song out. It could be sweet. I know
I've
been a
escape.
Real bad. Yeah, those two songs. I can't remember which one specifically, but they played in a row. I was driving back from Dubuque, Iowa, and I had this crazy panic attack where I thought I was going to die.
Whoa.
I pulled over and parked in a gas station, and I went and got a sandwich and then went in the gas station stall and tried to like go to the bathroom while I was eating because I didn't know what was going on. My heart was like thumping through my chest. I couldn't swallow or anything. Fucking wild. But yeah, Umbrella was playing.
Man, you needed a sweet escape.
Yeah, I got one.
Cool gas station. And then Rehab, the Amy Winehouse song that he's on when he does
yeah.
the, that's so good. What were we talking about? Oh, Beyonce. I've also, yeah, Beyonce. I think, had Beyonce realizations in waves. Like, I really listened to that Love on Top where she keeps, like, going up a key every single time.
Yeah.
Love on Top. Da-da-da. Like, that's amazing. Every now, like, that's how you know she's the fucking one is, like, she keeps surprising you, even though you already think she's like the best pop star in the world.
Yeah. And it's like, and like, I feel like a lot of times pop stars aren't able to be that candid, but that song where she was just drunk in love is like,
oh, yeah, dude,
that totally feels like we're drunken. Fucking.
Yeah.
You know yeah. what I mean?
That did something. I feel like that did something for music where like for her specifically, where she's like, I'm going to talk about like fucking.
I think it did something for girls too.
I think it did something for me.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. It's all right.
Yeah. Beyonce.
Beyonce? Beyonce?
It's you again, Sean.
I know that.
Beyonce Knowles, that is, for everybody.
Knowles.
Yeah.
Knowles Carter.
Knowles Carter.
Second pick, I'm going to pick Eminem.
I don't...
His name is...
You don't think so?
I don't know if we can do rappers because that's not his name.
Pseudonyms don't work.
I think we got to keep it. I could be wrong. I'm prepared to be overruled.
No, it's all right.
I think it's harder with him because he's one of those rappers that everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Can I do this then? Can I pick Tupac since he went by Tupac?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think.
But I feel like he did go by Tupac Shakur.
I mean, he's got a full name, but so does Beyonce. But nobody ever called him his full name, ever.
I think Tupac is okay. I think Tupac is in play.
All right, we met in the middle, and I like it.
Yeah.
Tupac's my favorite. I know you two differ, and I apologize that you're wrong, but Tupac, greatest rapper of all time.
I did listen to Life Goes On the other day while I was out walking.
Dude, it's fantastic.
He's good. I feel like our discourse about it makes me think I dislike him in my head. That you're not doing that. I'm doing that to myself. Like, because
he was bad. I mean, he wasn't a good dude.
Oh, no. I'm not like,
oh,
I just mean his rapping. I mean, literally mean just his rapping. And but like,
yeah.
Then every time I hear a Tupac song, I'm like, oh yeah, this guy's awesome.
It's something weird. I wonder if it was like a production thing. Like, there's a reason that you don't go back to it that often.
Yeah, you don't.
When I go back to it, it's cool. I listen to Biggie twice a month, like heavy.
All the time, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like heavy.
Well, I listen to All Eyes on Me, I bet, twice a month walking around. I listen to the whole double disc all the way through, except for What's Your Phone Number, because that song fucking blows. But the whole rest of that album is, to me, just perfect.
Tupac, I think it's a great pick.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate it.
No problem.
I don't like it. He was really doing a real name, no gimmicks. What the fuck was Royce da 5'9" talking about? Like, he was Obi Trice. Why was Obi Trice acting like he was the first guy to do that?
He did not invent it.
One of the greatest rappers ever just went by his name.
Yeah, people do it. Kevin Gates is doing it. Yeah. People do it. Like, it happens. Obi Trice, though, I will say, that album better than people thought.
Yeah, for sure.
Cheers, it was pretty good.
I liked it.
The second one was like Next Round's on Me or something. They're all alcohol themed.
Yeah. On the whole drive to work this morning, I was listening to, just because Georgia has been in the news lately for the election thing, I listened to Atlanta hip hop from like the turn of the century.
Oh yeah.
The whole drive in, it was so great.
Did you listen to Welcome to Atlanta and the remix?
I listened to the remix.
You can find me up in one tweezy. That's the best part of the remix. Jermaine Dupri getting up on the remix was like tight because he hadn't been around for a minute.
Yeah, he hadn't been.
Oh, you listen to Georgia by Ludacris and Field Mob?
Ludacris and Field Mob.
We on the grind in
Georgia.
All the time.
Georgia.
Nothing on my mind but Georgia.
We ain't playing with you.
That Field Mob album was incredible and nobody ever talked about it.
No.
I had that album and I was the only person I knew who had it. And I fucking, those guys, they were so silly and so much fun.
Yeah.
And that song, Sick of Being Lonely, is a bop.
Shout out to Field Mob. We're the number one podcast for talking about Field Mob. Don't get it twisted.
Field
for real. That's
there
for real.
There could be a podcast about Field Mob, and I feel like as much as we just talked about them, we'd still be
the number one.
I don't even know their individual names.
No. Fieldy and
I know everything.
Fieldy and Mobby.
And Mobby.
Fieldy and Mobby.
Now, Fieldy was the guitarist for Korn.
That's right. And Monkey. But let's stop saying Monkey.
Yeah.
Right, it's time for my next pick, right? So with my next pick, I'm gonna go ahead and take Adele. Yeah, all right, it's Adele.
Oh,
yeah.
She talks like that, right?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she's Cockney. Did you guys watch that SNL with her?
Oh yeah.
No,
it was fantastic.
She did a great job.
Yeah,
did she
funny.
Sing on it? I like her singing.
She sang in one sketch.
She was the host though. It was tight. Yeah, she wasn't the musical guest.
I don't people are gonna get mad at me. I don't watch a ton of sketch comedy.
I can't see even one person getting mad at you.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's gonna care.
Here's the thing about Saturday Night Live that has always been true and that people seem to forget every year. It's never been 100% killer, no filler. It's impossible.
Right. Sketch comedy is impossible to do that with unless you're like Chappelle's Show. That's about the only show I can think of that was like all killer.
They write a whole show every week, and then as you get older, all you remember, you don't remember the shitty Will Ferrell sketches, and they existed.
Yeah, they did.
I'm not saying there's anyone on the cast right now who's as good as Will Ferrell. There's not, but like, he's an all-timer. But like, it's always only kind of good. Always. Yeah. So if you got to go into it knowing that, and then like, it's a lot easier to enjoy Saturday Night Live if you were so inclined. And I would never tell anyone to go do it.
I get that. I definitely am not one of these people who wants to write a dissertation about it every fucking week.
Like, yeah.
No, it's amazing. The fact that they crank out a show weekly is amazing.
It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Ian does like five, but.
We do five shows a week. Yeah. And they do all have.
That's five times amazing, bud. I think that's amazing too.
Thank you so much. And yeah. I believe we have the same cultural impact as Saturday Night Live. And you're I think everyone would say that.
I've said that. Not 5 hours ago.
I was listening to the fucking This Field Mob song, and I was saying, you know what has the same cultural impact as SNL is The Late Late Show with James Corden.
Yeah.
Adele, speaking of The Late Late Show with James Corden, if you haven't watched Adele's Carpool Karaoke, you will fall in love. She's so fucking charming. And her voice, she's somebody who we've talked about a lot, but like,
there's a reason for that. I'll tell
her,
you.
When I was riding on the Grammys and I sat 6 feet away from her and she started singing Hello, it was like, it liquefied my insides. It was like,
man,
there are certain people whose voices. Oh, sorry, David, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say it does that to me on audio recordings sometimes. That's like one of those songs you want. You listen to like by yourself with your eyes closed.
Yeah.
Like, and just like let yourself feel it.
She fucking kills.
When you start feeling that emotion come from like your pelvis, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's just like your body fills with emotion as the song goes
on. You're like, this is happening. This is out of my control now.
Yeah. Yep. I am in California dreaming.
Yeah. She, and like Rolling in the Deep fucking goes. Her voice is just like, it's one of those things where her voice is like watching Michael Jordan dunk or like watching like Michael Johnson run the 100 meter where you're like,
yeah, Picasso paint. Yeah.
Humans, you know, you're like,
for sure.
Yeah.
Like if you watch me play Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Probably.
That was right around the year 2000.
Somebody hasn't been down here since it came out to play it.
It's pissing me off.
Dude,
I will. I'll get it done.
It's ripping me dick.
The Queen's birthday is on the 16th. That's what I can't miss.
Yeah.
But after I remember, but I can, I'll get it done. I'll be down there soon.
Bring her, you know, I got a big house.
No, we need to be together. I'm serious. I just miss you guys.
I miss you too, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, like for real though, with everything happening and just the world the way it is, I feel like, and not like we have any shortage of this, but I just want the three of you to know how much that I do appreciate you and I'm thankful that you're in my life in any capacity all the time. I think about it constantly. And it's not like this goes unsaid, but I'm just feeling extra sappy today, but it definitely has helped me through this whole time.
Listen, man, some sugar on me. I love you.
Yeah.
Sap it up. Sap me up with a biscuit. You know what I'm saying?
I will. I'll mop you.
A Pine State biscuit. Shout out to Portland, Oregon.
Get it.
Adele. Yeah, Adele. I don't, this is another, Corden told me this, and I don't think anyone would mind. She just like still puts her stuff out on CD, even though like a lot of artists don't, and she still makes a grip of money on.
That's awesome.
Her CDs that sell. Like,
that's
she still
great.
Makes like a ton of money. Nobody does that anymore. Nobody makes like a bunch of their money on CDs, but her like appeal is so widespread that she still does.
Yeah, it makes you feel like if you're putting it out on CDs, almost like it might be a lot of people in places that maybe don't have all the time access to computers, but have access to CDs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, which is
you don't think about that. Like, not everyone constantly can stream or whatever. I don't, you know.
Your grandma listens to Adele. It's like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Adele. David, time for your second and third picks.
My second pick, I can't believe he's still on the board. I'm picking Shaq.
I'm sure it counts. Does it count?
What?
I'm not the, I don't know.
Dog,
I don't know. I don't know.
Wild. You know that Shaq
counts. I think that counts.
That's
I think that Shaq counts.
Is,
I was, because I was, that was one of my, where I'm like, oh, I hope.
He is Shaq.
He is. It's tricky for two reasons. And I'm not arguing you on it. I think you should definitely pick it. It's tricky because O'Neal is right there on the back of his jersey. Which is how like most of us got to know, or not, maybe even not most of us, but a lot of us. So you're like looking at his full name the whole time, and his name rhymes, which is fun.
But did you? I knew he was Shaq.
Yeah,
not from the. He's Shaq.
Plus,
man.
If you say Shaq or Shaquille, even you know exactly who you're talking about.
How many other Shaquilles have done anything
after he blew up? How many? Like I don't know. When did he blow up? About 18, 20 years ago. How many 20-year-old Shaquilles?
Shaq?
Yeah, when was that? Was it 30 years ago?
30 years ago.
I don't know why I said 18, 20.
What was the first year of the Magic? He got drafted for the first year of the
Orlando
Magic,
right? He was in 92.
Yeah.
92, 93 was his first season, I think.
And he was huge in college, too. I mean, he was in a movie. But anyways, yeah. So, yeah.
I guess the question is, how many 28-year-old Shaquilles are walking around like...
Well, that's the thing. The only other famous Shaquilles are named after Shaquille O'Neal. They're Shaq Griffin in the NFL. Yeah.
I got a buddy whose little brother's name is Shaquille.
Yeah, well, that's in it. Like, how many Beyonces do you think are walking around now where they're just like...
I mean, there's a decent amount of Beyonces.
Oh, yeah. I got a friend named OJ. I got a friend named Orenthal James.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Tricky.
He's my age, so it was before anybody even... You know what I mean? It was a fine thing to name a boy.
It was a fine
thing. Inspiring, even.
Oh, I gotta give my kid a name of someone who could never do anything wrong.
Who's America's sweetheart? OJ, probably.
Yeah, I mean, he just did that Naked Gun film. You know, I love USC.
After that, they changed his name to Cosby, and they figured they were in the clear.
Yeah. Do you think there's a kid named like Cosby or Renthal out there?
He's just like,
yeah, I don't know, man. I'm a two-time loser.
I'm sorry. If you multiply two negatives, it's a positive. So,
oh,
there it is, Mr. Silver Lining.
I gotta pee. Keep talking about Bill Cosby. You guys love him.
All right. I did just buy a movie, Sean, that you would like to watch, but it's on DVD. So next time you come down here. I just bought a movie and Bill Cosby was in it. And I was like, oh man, I completely forgot about that.
It's a Ghost Dad?
No, I mean, come on. Ghost Dad lives in my heart. I don't have to buy that. You ever seen The Meteor Man?
Hey, I think so. Who's the main character?
Robert Townsend. But then like James Earl Jones is in it.
Luther Vandross is in it.
Don Cheadle's in it. Naughty by Nature's in it.
You know what I just found out is Don Cheadle's in Colors. He plays Rocket in Colors.
Yeah, he's
like
a crip.
The main Crip. That's Don Cheadle. It's young
Don Cheadle has been alive this whole time. Like Don, there's always been a Don Cheadle. He's like the Pope.
Yeah. Also, not for nothing, Menace is on HBO Max and Boys in the Hood is on Netflix, I think, right now. So for everybody out there,
man, you're going to have a double date.
I was scrolling through HBO Max and I was like, whenever I see that Menace is on something, normally that dictates what I'm going to do for the next couple hours where I'm just like, well, curl up and watch this movie I've seen 150 times.
That movie makes me so fucking sad, dude.
Oh, I don't watch it to get hyped or anything. It's such a good movie.
Yeah. No, I'm like that with Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Oh, you get hyped. It used to make you sad. Now it gets you hyped.
Backwards.
No, because it's funny. I think about that. Same thing with Kids. That used to get me hyped, which is insane.
Kids makes me sad too, yo.
Because it's fucking sad, dude.
But it's also pretty funny. Like when he's like, I like my girls Mad Flava. And you're like, you are a little boy.
Yeah. It's funny. Telly, the main character from Kids, I only saw him in one other movie, and it was Serendipity with John Cusack.
He's in that. Whoa.
He played like a secretary in Serendipity with John Cusack.
I don't know why, Sean, but I feel like you were like Telly when you were a boy.
I wasn't, but...
With the AIDS. I don't think you had AIDS.
Well, I did. I had AIDS.
I wasn't like that, but it was...
I just mean like a cool kid bopping around the city, like a lot of different friends and stuff.
We didn't have a city to bop around, but yeah, we did.
You know
yeah.
what I mean, but you're walking down the street.
From Dog Patch to...
Whiskey Flats, North North Cliff, Dog Patch. I was all over the hood.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
yeah, me and Telly, man. Now Kirschman, Kirschman's been listening. Shout out Kirschman.
Oh, shout out Kirschman.
He used to look like Telly for real. We used to call him Telly back in the day because he looked like him, and that was
that'd be a hard nickname.
He was a televangelist
in the 90s, like at the. That's what it was short for. That's what rappers were talking about. Like, yeah, I took her to the telly.
Televangelist.
She got baptized too.
Damn, David.
Yeah, my last pick was Shaq.
Hell yeah.
And my next pick is, I mean, I've shouted her out so many times on the pod. Madonna.
Angela Bassett is two names, David.
Woo! Just, you know.
I'm picking Angela and Bassett back to back.
Yeah.
That'd be such a fun trick to pull. Well, for my next two picks, Angela and Bassett. So,
yeah, so
a great detective show. Continue. What? Like Rizzoli and Isles, no, you know, Angela and Bassett.
Oh,
like,
Angela and Bassett. Yeah. I see.
I get it.
I think it's crazy you expected us to make that leap on our own, but I do see now that it's been explained.
You're very intelligent, funny boys. I figured, you know, you could pick up where I was putting down. David, don't you have a pick to make? Isn't that what's...
I don't know, man. No, it's tricky. You didn't give us enough of the pieces, you know? Speaking of which, did you see that Sudoku video I posted?
No.
I know that sounds crazy.
No, I love... I enjoy a Sudoku. I do. Jason Sudokus.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You're Olivia Wilde for that one, dude. Dana Schwartz showed me this Sudoku video.
Shout out D-Bone.
D-Bone Schwartz. That's like, it's, he starts with like, I'll just have to send it to you. It's crazy. I tweeted it. I'll tweet it again, but I'll text you guys. It's fucking insane. It's half an hour long. And she's like, do you want to watch a half hour Sudoku video? And I was like, no, but I like you. So
yeah.
If you want to,
what are you doing? Are we going to hang out for the next half hour while it's on? Then sure.
I trust your judgment. And so we watched this half hour Sudoku video for 45 seconds. I was like skeptical. And then I was the most into something I've been in forever.
I did see that tweet. I remember you in the tweet. I do remember that. I didn't know it was Sudoku.
It was Sudoku. So I'll send it anyway. It's amazing how he completes this puzzle. There's not enough there. And that was like your joke.
Awesome. That was a lot like that shitty joke that you told. Yeah.
Madonna's amazing, man. The Immaculate Collection is like one of the greatest hits of all time.
I don't need to go into it. You guys know how I feel about it. I fucking love that shit, man.
It's amazing. I was thinking about Madonna the other day because I was thinking about like...
I didn't even hear you pick Madonna. Oh.
Yeah, you picked Madonna. Madonna, right. Mia.
Yeah. Madonna.
Madonna Chicon or something like that.
I don't know her last name.
I was thinking
I think it's Spaghetti.
It's Spaghetti, yeah. Madonna's Spaghetti.
Madonna's Spaghetti. Of the Lower East Side Spaghettis.
Yeah.
Madonna work here anymore. Madonna, huh? What I'm talking about?
Madonna Spaghetti, you get back here.
Madonna Spaghetti.
Madonna gonna work here. What's your favorite Madonna song?
Papa Don't Preach.
Okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's a heartbreaker, dude. That song's beautiful.
Like a Prayer is still mine. I mean, I know that's kind of hack, but like...
No, it's the best one.
It's I think so it'd be hack good. If it, we were like Vogue or like a Virgin. I think Like a Prayer gets by. I think Like a Prayer is good.
Marge, you got one?
No, I was just vibing to Like a Prayer. Like a Prayer is good.
It's so
I remember
good.
Having to edit that in, I think, the Songs to Get a Dance Floor Going at a Wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song.
There's a Red Dragon video for all you skateboarders out there. I forget the guy's name, but he skates to Like a Prayer in the Red Dragon video.
You know what else I like that I don't feel like gets enough love is La Isla Bonita.
That's what I was going to say. La Isla
Last night,
Bonita.
I dreamed of San Pedro.
Yeah,
that song's great.
It really
is that
good.
Girl is really good.
Ray of Light.
Tienes esta niña. Who's
Ray of
that
Light is great.
Girl?
Her, like the duration of her career, and we talked about Beyonce earlier, it's kind of like amazing because I was thinking about like how when I, like kids these days, right? So like they're 20, but they listen to Beyonce music, right? They're 23 or whatever. They still listen to Beyonce.
Sure. I'm
and like
it.
When we were that age, that was Madonna for us. So like to kids now, Beyonce is like Madonna.
Whoa.
I think. Isn't that crazy?
Well, Madonna's so many different kinds of music that she's made, too. Like, so many kinds of pop songs, tons of slow songs. Like, I think of the song from League of Their Own. I loved that song, and I was, like, 10 or something.
I don't know that tune.
Also,
yeah, you
that,
do. I can't think of it.
What was that sad song she made that was in a movie? Oh, man. Take a Bow.
Yeah, Used to Be Our Childhood Dream. That's the song from League of Their Own, isn't it?
No, we're thinking different songs, but that song's great, too.
Oh, yeah. This used to be our playground, used to be our childhood dream. That song, that's from League of Their Own.
We got you rapping and singing on this one.
Yeah, man,
we got all the elements.
We haven't been seeing each other on Friday nights lately. This is what I that's do.
Yeah, usually you're rapping.
There's two lasagnas up there.
What?
What?
No, there's one. There's one though. I'm gonna eat lasagna after this.
Damn, I know you are.
I should have meant I'll never eat lasagna ever again after having Sue Carmel's
That's
lasagna.
Exactly
this is
what's
just
up.
A distant distant second.
How about that lasagna by Sue Carmel, though?
Man, I got to get in on this.
Perfect.
Next time you're up there. Or I'll make it down here one of these weekends.
I got to get in on the lasagna.
Not that, Mom, I can't make it as good as you. I'm not saying that.
I was about to step in. Thank you for saying that.
But I can follow your intricate directions, instructions.
Okay.
Recipe.
All right.
There's the word. You know what you do is you put the noodles in dry. It doesn't make sense to cook them first.
It's actually Madonna recipe.
Madonna recipe.
Do people cook them first?
You don't cook the noodles first. It's ridiculous. They cook in the pan.
Where do you put the potatoes in? That's my question.
You put them in the garbage next to the counter. Yeah. You Irish.
You dirty Irish fuck.
Laura, we got to put potatoes in the tacos. I can't have a taco without a potato in it, Laura. Could you go to the bathroom, get your hair redder, please, Laura? I'm getting okay at Irish. I was speaking Irish right there. I'm getting all right.
Have you been brushing up?
I've been brushing up. I've been brushing down, Letty. Been getting better at the Irish, I have.
It's in the blood.
Right. Laying off the liquor, laying on the books.
One day we'll go to Ireland, dude, and we'll lay on the liquor.
My dad tried to bring me to Ireland. Maybe I've regaled you with the story before. Did I use regale?
Sean, right? That was just Notre Dame.
he owed like 20 racks in child support. And then my mom's like, well, you can't go to Ireland with your dad. I got so mad at her. I got mad at her and I was like, you fucking whatever. And I look back and I'm like, she had to be so mad that she was like going to school and giving me food. And then he buys me a leather Notre Dame jacket and offers to take me to Ireland. And I'm mad at her. Yeah.
Did he go to Ireland himself?
He sure did.
Whoa.
spent some of that child support money to take his ass to Ireland.
Yeah, they got bars there.
Yeah.
No, they sure do. They got a Jordan's pub that
they
he was
wrap
at.
Wrap their asses night. Off. Oh, you mean drinking establishments. Okay, yeah. Well, they got bars in Ireland.
Bar!
Madonna, great pick. Time for my third pick. And with my third pick, I'm going to take the greatest soccer player of all time, Pele.
Damn it. I got three soccer players on my list.
You don't have Pele anymore, dude.
Not anymore.
I was going to say, the one that matters is no longer on your list.
Went ahead and juggled him on over to my list.
Man, he plays with the Xinga of the Brazilian people.
That's
Did
right.
Did I tell you when I saw that movie and I was really obsessed with it for a couple days?
No.
There's a Pele movie on Netflix. Watch it. It's fantastic. It'll get you hyped.
Really?
It'll get you hyped.
Is it a documentary or is it like a movie?
No,
movie?
It's like a movie about like, and it's just a fun story, like young kid from the slums, and then he gets on the national team, but he plays with the Xinga, and the Brazilian coach is like, no, we do not play with the Xinga. That is a poor style. And Pele's like, but it's in me, the Xinga. And then like he plays with the Xinga and they win the World Cup.
What's Xinga?
It's just like basically like the sauce, you know.
Yeah, he sauced all over everybody.
They're playing with, like they wanted to play European ball, and he was like, I got the sauce.
All right.
Yeah, they wanted like pass, hold, pass. Yeah. And he was like crossing dudes up.
He was like, Jenga.
Doing crazy shit with the ball. He did. He went from the slums. I mean, this is true of a lot of soccer players, but like went from the slums and then became like a global icon.
And he was like a teenager at his first World Cup.
Yeah.
Like a teen boy.
That's so buck to think about.
But the Xinga was inside of him the whole time.
The whole time. They couldn't get it out.
Xinga was
strong. Dude, I'm telling you, watch that movie. You will not be. Sean, you would love it too, dude.
Okay.
I think I'll watch it tonight.
Where's Pele come from?
I think it was like a nickname, but it was like disparaging. I don't even think it was like a good, I think it's like a, it was like, somebody's like making fun of him or something like that. The movie. It's in there.
All right.
He played for a team called Santos. Where were they?
Oh, yeah.
We played for a Brazilian team. Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's Brazilian as hell.
And stayed in Brazil, never went over to Europe.
See?
Holy
shit. Because of the Xinga.
Yep.
He did play for the New York Cosmos for 2 years.
I mean, that was on the way out. Yeah. You got to do that.
You cash those checks.
Yeah. You got no money for the rest
of the
Xinga
uptown.
I hated soccer and I knew who Pele was.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, everybody does. He was like a... Although I heard he loved New York because people didn't recognize him on the street.
Really?
Yeah.
He must have not been able to move in Brazil.
Oh, I mean, come on.
That'd be fun for like a day. And then you'd be like, all right, I'd like to be able to go outside.
Being Brazil famous? That'd be fun for a life.
No, I mean, I just like not being able to move, being that kind of famous where it's like you can't do anything normal. It would suck. Like it seems, in theory, it'd be fun for like a day or a week or something. And you'd be like, well, no, I'd like to go to the store and yeah, just be in a bad mood sometimes.
You know me, I got to go to the 7-Eleven, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. In Brazil, if you were that famous, you'd just get carried from carnival to carnival, dude.
They give you a free fake butt.
You would never, you would never eat pork that wasn't cooked in the ground that day.
Damn.
I mean, I'm trying to live like that anyway.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic.
I got a backyard.
Dog, are you talking pig burial?
Let's bury a pig.
I'm seriously so into that. I'll bury a pig with you.
We're going to bury a pig, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. When you come down, Marissa, when you are here, we're going to bury a pig.
Wrap it in banana leaves, yeah. I think is how you got to do it.
And then we're just going to get like Wingstop after that.
Yeah.
We're just going to leave the pig buried.
I'm not sure it's safe to eat. Yeah, we'll just leave it buried in the ground. Pele, though. Do you think kids today still know about Pele, or were we just like just on the cusp of knowing about that?
I think that there is another soccer player that goes by one name that I will not name, but I think that they probably know him if they're coming. I mean, that's a long time ago.
It's a long time. It's surprising that we knew it.
I don't think you can be a superstar like that anymore.
He played his last professional game in 1977. He played his last World Cup game in
1977?
In 1971. It's weird that we know about him.
Yeah, it is. I've never liked soccer, ever.
It's the Jenga.
It's the Jenga.
You gotta watch the movie. Seriously, yeah. Man.
I'll watch the movie.
Yeah, watch that shit.
Get off my fucking case about it.
I fucking won't, Sean.
Boys.
He's always fucking Boys. Doing this, dude.
Boy.
Now is neither the time nor the place. Sean, make your next pick.
She likes it my way.
Oh, yeah.
My way.
Yeah, that's a great pick.
What I say goes. And I'm in control. Usher, baby.
Do the verse.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I do. I lost. Come on, you got it.
Any and everything you want to make your girl say, ooh, ooh. Why's he so fly? She beeps me whenever she wanna get freaky. You can get mad if you want to, say whatever you want, but you're still gonna give it up. She likes it Sean's way.
Sean's way.
She likes it Sean's way.
That's with mustard and potato chips on it.
Hey, like, I do want to have sex, but like, can we like put potato chips and mustard all over both of us before we do it? Maybe have a cheese sandwich for dinner.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, Usher's great, man.
Yeah, Usher, dude. Usher's fantastic. Celebrate the gentleman's entire catalog.
How many drinks for you to make out with Usher?
More.
Yeah, a lot more.
More than Prince.
A lot.
Yeah,
more.
I'm not attracted to Usher at all. I don't.
No, me neither.
I don't think Usher's doing anything new to me.
Usher seems like a selfish lover. He's not in it for the love of the game.
Oh, I think he might be a bad guy.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever made cheating sound cooler than Usher. Like, all the songs, he just makes it sound tight to cheat. Yeah. That's not cool.
Oh, man, I did it again.
Yeah.
Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Fucking confessions, dog.
Damn.
That's four different out of wet. Those are babies. That's not just a hit song.
Shit, I did it again. And this time I did it wearing one of those Under Armour hats. One of those beanies that looks like an Under Armour hat.
And then the next one was like, you're not going to believe this. Oh, this time I did it again wearing a Von Dutch hat. It's just different hats he waited.
I do believe it this time, Usher. I do believe it.
I believed it last time. You're a serial cheater.
Yeah.
I think you have issues with women.
He just stops. Hey, baby, sit down. This is my confession. Yeah, you cheated on me.
I bet. Yeah, a song with your shirt off? I know where this goes.
At this point, I decided that this is the part and parcel of dating you, Usher. Also, he like was one of the first people who discovered Justin Bieber, which is a weird little feather in his hat.
I remember that.
Remember that?
He got him on the internet, right?
Yeah.
He found him on YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Usher could... Listen, that guy, he's got the juice. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, I like Usher.
I like Usher.
I just say that sometimes when I go into the bank or something. Yeah. Next, I like Usher, and then I just go.
I like Usher. We exist. I don't want to open an account.
Yeah, what do you want from me?
What's your first name? I like Usher, and my first name's Sean. I wish I had a Tinder profile. I like Usher.
It would not work as good as you
think. It's me holding Usher tickets, just like, check it out, dude. I got Usher tickets.
I'm going to Usher. Also, I skate.
You want to meet? As long as the coffee shop's by that Usher concert, because I'm going, bro.
You I hope he that, sings my way.
You can get on Bumble Friends, dude. I open a Bumble Friends account. Tell Laura. Get her in.
Is that
on
a
it.
Thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wait, so people have Bumble just to get rejected by friends?
I haven't been active on there, but it is for making friends, I think. Yeah.
But it's the same metric.
I think so. That would be humiliating. God, I don't even want to be your friend.
That's fucking terrible.
I don't want to be your friend.
I hate that.
Can you imagine? How did you two meet? We met on Bumble Friends. What a weird fucking, and I
oh no, we've never had sex.
Your best man at your wedding? Yeah. Craig, I remember when I met you on Bumble Friends. You said you liked Usher. I don't really have strong opinions about him either way.
Everybody laughed at me for going to that concert, but you know what? I made a friend for life.
Here I am with Dave. Is it Dave?
Yeah.
Loves Usher.
All my boys used to laugh. They used to say, oh, that guy that you met on Bumble, that's not going to last. On Bumble Friends.
I remember everybody telling me, you'll never have a goddamn friend ever.
Yeah.
And then I hopped on Bumble Friends and I found the biggest Usher fan in the world. And here he is getting married.
I not only found a friend, I found a brother.
I know it seems crazy that I also found someone to marry, given that I met my best friend on Bumble Friends. And apparently she's okay with that. But here I am, living proof.
Oh, Bumble Friends makes me so upset.
That is a bummer. That's a bummer.
Like, is it just like a bunch of fat dudes not getting friends either on there? That's fucking, yo, that's horrible.
I'm not getting any play on here. I'm not getting any play date.
Because you only go to Bumble Friends if Bumble isn't working, right?
Yeah.
Nobody started at Bumble Friends.
Like, all right, a lot of my friends say their wives are their best friends, so I'm going to go on Bumble Friend.
Try to work backwards then, from that point.
We'll see. It's like long division. We'll just see if I get there.
Yeah.
Is that? No. No, that's not like, what?
No, it's not. I was just trying to work long division into the joke, and you stopped it and called me on it.
I'm sorry.
That was one of those ones where if nobody called you on it, you could get it through.
It would have slid. Everybody I'm be sorry. Like, the long division shit was hilarious, dude. And David's like, hey.
I'm sorry.
That's man. Not what Short long division is like. Wrong again, Sean. Wrong on Caution to the Wind, wrong on this.
No, I was right with Caution to the Wind, and I'll hear nothing more.
You were not?
Kosh is short for caution.
No.
I don't know if you guys gathered that.
No.
And you throw it into the wind as if to say, I don't care. I could care less about the mores
is
of society.
Is Kosh short for caution? Nice use of mores, dude. I'm not going to let that slip by either.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
I like that. Yeah, but Kosh is not short for caution.
I'm not sure it is. I'm not sure it's
definitely
not.
Definitely not.
But I'm not sure it is. I'm peeved, dude. What's your fourth pick?
Oprah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking fantastic. All right. How many drinks would it take for you to make out with Oprah?
I don't know. I think she'd probably need like three.
I'd do it before one.
I'd no, make out with just... Oh, she would.
Yeah, I said she'd need three.
Oh, yeah.
It was another joke. I keep trying jokes.
I think, and, no, I get it.
I gotta stop, man.
I thought it was funny.
No, I wouldn't need any. I mean, I'd make out with Oprah, of course. It'd be awesome.
You know what's weird is her middle name is Gail and her best friend's name is Gail. And I wonder if that's why she picked Gail.
Oh, that'd be crazy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look on Bumble Friends. Is it on the internet?
I'll look on Bumble Friends. Bumble Friendsopedia. They probably met on Bumble Friends. Now, listen, I agree with you, but have you ever, did you watch Oprah?
No, I just love Oprah. She's always put out positivity into the world. She's always been a good person, it seems like. And I've always liked that. I kind of watched Oprah, but just in general, she's just a beacon of goodness in the world. And that's obvious to anybody.
When you say you kind of watched Oprah.
You want me to go into how I kind of watched
Oprah? Yeah.
My great grandma would watch Oprah. And so whenever
and
she was like, whenever she was watching me, I would just, there was the TV in the room. So I would watch Oprah.
Oprah was more like Ellen than it was like Ricky Lake, right? Or was she pulling on people?
It wasn't
too?
Like Ricky Lake at all. Oprah was totally like Ellen.
Okay,
I don't know if she was ever trash. I think it was like, she was giving away cars and shit. She had like, I don't think she
even
was
early
ever, like,
Oprah. Early Oprah was still on the straight and narrow like that.
Oh,
as far as I know.
I don't know about.
I'd be interested to know, but as far as I know, it was always like just a low-level daytime talk show. It wasn't like, it wasn't like Jerry Springer or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah. It wasn't, yeah, it was no, it was, I was a Jenny Jones man, but I don't think that's what she was doing.
No. I was a Jimmy Johnson man. I watched his daytime talk show.
I produced another podcast that was nominated in the same category as Oprah's podcast. And you know what? We won.
Whoa,
so I beat Oprah.
Really? Damn.
We did not go to the award show because we were not expecting to win.
Oh, no.
So I just want you guys to know, Beyonce and Oprah Winfrey got flexed on this podcast.
Yeah, they did. Damn.
Snatching awards.
That's right.
This is the Award Snatcher podcast now, as far as I'm concerned.
We're coming for the cutlery.
Yeah. Tighten up. I didn't.
God. Yeah, man. Oprah.
Damn it, David.
Watch out, Saoirse Ronan. We're coming for your Oscar next. Sean's going to win a fucking Oscar.
Yeah.
And then David's going to snatch the NBA champion or the WNBA championship away from the Seattle Storm next year.
Damn.
We're all coming.
Yeah, I'm into all that. I need something for the mantle. Yeah. I need something for the fireplace that's not built yet.
You got a mantle behind you, though, dude. We'll make a mantle over here. Oprah. In movies, too. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah,
she's
man.
Like Color Purple and like some other shit.
Beloved.
Beloved, yeah.
Beloved. I don't know.
I thought you were saying like she's beloved, but
no, I meant the movie. I don't know why I said it like beloved.
It's a Friday night, dude. It's weird that we're recording right now.
It is.
With it.
Excellent.
Yeah, Oprah's great.
Time for my fourth pick. Ooh, this is tough. Yeah.
Uh oh. Ladies and gentlemen, your
Laker girl.
Wow, it's been a while since we've done like.
Yeah, it has.
Laker girl. Laker girl.
Sorry,
what about the ODB thing? Does this sound weird? This is the damn, I can't do. Wasn't that how ODB did it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You do too.
No, I don't.
Really? Uh-uh. Okay, well, we don't need to get into it. Somebody out there knows what I'm talking about, I hope. Otherwise, I look like a fucking lunatic. But
hit us up if you know what he's doing. tag Marissa, David, and I in there, too, because we'd like it explained to us. my fourth pick, I'm going to take Cher. I'm going to take Cher.
Yeah.
Obviously.
You know what is a Cher bop that people don't think comes up enough?
What's that?
Turn Back Time. It's the best song in the world.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, I love that
song.
That song's a banger.
I don't even know that song. How's it go?
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
And Oogie Boogie sings it? I thought you said Cher sings it.
Okay, man. You get to sing on here all the fucking time.
Yeah, well, I
Nobody
sound exactly like
shit.
Usher, David. I sound
I come
exactly
through with
like
a
Usher.
Thick Cher, and now you're giving me static?
That was a thick Cher. It was
that
a Cher.
That was a thick Cher.
That was a thick Cher.
And I'm not trying to... That sounded more like Cher than you sounded like Usher, but you weren't even
That's
trying to
I'm
sound
saying.
Like Usher.
Exactly
I came through
like
with the
Usher.
Lion Cher.
You look like Usher. You smell like Usher. You don't sound like Usher.
First of all,
I take
nobody,
showers like Usher.
Nobody smells like Usher except for a fresh sandalwood grove.
That's right.
Do those words all go together? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know
that much about sandalwood.
I don't know. No.
We're not that podcast. If you want to know more about sandalwood, find another podcast.
Listen to Come Town.
Sorry.
Yeah, man. Cher, Turn Back Time. I just talked about it like two nights ago. That song I forget about, and it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, and dude, Life After Love is like early fucking voice box or whatever that thing is, the auto-tune.
Auto-tune?
It slaps. It's such a good song. And she's an amazing actor.
She was in Mask.
Yeah. She won an Oscar.
Mermaids with Winona Ryder, that song that they, it's in his kiss.
That's where it is.
That song's fun. Yeah. Yeah, Cher's fantastic.
The old Ball and Chain and I watched, I'm trying to talk like you when I talk about my girlfriend. Dana and I watched The Witches of Eastwick and the run up to Halloween, and she's in that. It's a weird movie.
Where their kids are rats?
No.
I always mix it up with that. Okay.
I'm sure that's
just
the movie.
The Witches.
Is that Hocus Pocus? The Witches.
That's The Witches.
Witches of Eastwick. Let me lay this out for you real quick.
Cher,
Susan Sarandon, and Michelle Pfeiffer play friends in a small New England town.
I'm in.
Cher's an artist. Susan Sarandon's like a teacher and cello player. And Michelle Pfeiffer is a mother of several kids. And then Jack Nicholson comes to town and he's the devil. But he's like a charming devil. And he moves into a gigantic house and then starts dating all three of them at the same time. But they're okay with it because of his devil powers. And then weird stuff starts happening.
This movie just sounds awesome. I don't know.
Sounds like it could have happened also in real life. They're just like, all right,
yeah,
fine.
That happened to my friend Jake.
And then it ends on some real weird either CGI or claymation. But like the idea of that movie happening now, it's absurd. It's not bad. It's not good.
Yeah.
But it's not good. It's worth a watch. It's fucking weird. But like those are... three Oscar winners and an Oscar nominee in that. I think Susan Sarandon's won an Oscar. If not, she's been nominated. And they're in this silly-ass movie together. It's just fucking weird that it got made.
It sounds interesting. I got a weird night. I got to watch Pele and the Witches of Eastwick.
Yeah, it's going to be a weird night for you, dude. David, time for your fourth pick?
Fourth pick is going to be... Oh, yeah, Rihanna.
Yeah.
Rihanna.
She stuck around so long. I thought that was going to be your first pick, honestly.
No, I had to go big with Muhammad.
Even though we're not allowing rappers, and her name's Robin Fenty, I think Rihanna's okay.
Yeah, isn't she Rihanna?
She's Rihanna.
I think if someone thinks their name is like I thought her name was Rihanna for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I might have still thought it until just now. Honestly, I'm trying to think if I knew what her real name was.
Robin.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, what else to say? We've already talked about her extensively.
She's so dope.
Man, she loves smoking weed. She goes from slim to slim thick.
She's been kicked off of Instagram for smoking blunts and getting naked, which is hilarious.
That's amazing. All I want to get kicked off Instagram
She wants to fuck LeBron so bad.
That's
the best. Remember when she was like, the king's still going to be the king?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so cool. She's just so out there and vocal about how bad she wants to fuck him.
She walks around with wine glasses. She's just fucking amazing. She doesn't give a fuck.
She's really cool. Yep.
Yeah. And her music is amazing. I know we talked about it earlier again, but that Umbrella remix, dude.
It was so good.
I guess even just the regular one.
Her first song, what was her first song? Some Pond Day Replay? Yeah. Thanks, huh?
Run. Yeah, when she had that short haircut, that I want to talk to the manager haircut. I find her incredibly beautiful and attractive, but I couldn't.
Oh, I think she would hate me.
I'd be terrified. I wouldn't know what was going on.
I think she would hate me, no. But like I would love it.
Yeah. I'm afraid. I'm earnestly afraid. I'm a pretty confident dude. I'm afraid of Rihanna.
Yeah, it would be.
If she hit me, I wouldn't tell anybody.
No.
I'd start crying. I'd tell my tears.
She wouldn't let me, and I couldn't if she did. It's like one of those things.
Yeah, it's not even, that's not even one word. I'd say one word to her. She'd be like, oh, yeah, this guy's off the table.
Yeah.
Yeah. She'd just slide you a business card for Bumble Friends. Yeah. You just go home.
There you go, buddy.
She wouldn't add me on Bumble Friends. Here you go, bud. Guarantee it.
Here you go, bud.
This is for people like you.
Oh, that'd be the worst.
Yo, if I struck out with Bumble Friends, I'd have to.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, that's why you can't even go on there, because you can't open yourself up to that possibly even happening.
No, it seems horrible. Yeah. That's a horrible idea. It's a horrible idea.
Sounds tough.
No good.
I mean, yeah. if anybody is for real best friends and they met on Bumble Friends, tell me on Twitter. I'll give you $50.
I'll give you $50 as well, but you got to fucking have, you got to have the receipt.
I'll give you $50 as well.
$150. But yeah, you got to have, I need like vacation pics and shit.
I do. I'm seriously, that'd be awesome. I'd gladly give you
$50. It would be awesome, but I don't believe in it.
There's no way.
Lightning round.
Yeah.
God, somehow he's doing a lightning round.
Ichiro.
Ichiro. Oh, that's so great.
Yeah.
I forgot about him.
Yeah, he's great.
Amazing baseball player. Ichiro Suzuki played for the Mariners, played in Japan for a long time, and then came over here at like an advanced age.
Yeah, he was older when he first got to the Mariners. Still fast as hell.
He's like
though.
The natural, huh? Just Still came over like up. An old person?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
He might have been, like, now that I say that, he might have been 32, but like.
That's old for fucking sports.
But came over here and was like amazing. Fucking hell Ichiro. Yeah. Sting Ichiro. Is my final pick.
Nice.
Ooh, is that okay? Because we all know him as Sting, but is that a rapper thing?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't. I don't think so.
I think
it's just crazy that you picked a wrestler.
Sting. No. Talking about my dude fucking for 7 hours.
Tantric sex.
Sting, dude.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to think what? Roxanne, Red Light. Oh. Yeah, Sting's had some bangers out
there. Even his later stuff, like, I dream of rain, LA. That song.
Did he do that song where he's like, I could dream about you?
I think so.
He did. That wasn't Sting. Every little thing she does is magic.
Oh, yeah, that was
Sting. Da, 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 just turns me on.
It's so good. Yeah. What about that? Shape of My Heart is great. That's in The Professional.
He's got, he has the opening song, I think, for Lethal Weapon 2. Fantastic. I don't know the name of the song, but it's so good in the opening credits. It's Lethal Weapon 2 or 3.
Yeah.
I think the song think it's called Lethal
probably
Weapon
me.
2.
It's probably me. I hate to say it, but it's probably me. Such Dang, a dope dude. Song, dude. Yeah, listen to it before you take a bath.
Stung while you're in the bath. Sean, your final pick.
Slash.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you what Slash's real name is.
No.
Unless it's Jack Daniels. I don't know what other name he might go by.
Top hat.
Yeah, Slash fucking rules, man.
Slash rules.
He always has. Always a full bottle of Jack. Giant hair, giant hat, face melters for days, and just a fantastic
just
one
seems
name.
Seems cool, too.
He does. He doesn't seem like a dick rock star.
No, he seems
like
kind of like
rock
above
star
it all. He's just like...
Who would be like, yeah, man, come chill. It's all right. Like, let him in.
Exactly. He's like, no, he's cool. He's fine. It's fine. What's up, man?
Axel would be a prick, and Slash is just like, hey.
What it is? Slash would give you a chance on Bubble Friends.
Yes, he would. Slash would earnestly ask what South Dakota's like. Yeah, we never played there. He'd like want to know. He'd like.
I would say it's unfortunate, Slash, but they passed legal marijuana, and Jack Daniel's been legal forever, my friend. Yes, so you might like it.
Slash, great pick. Marissa, do you have a one-namer that hasn't come off the board yet?
Mm-hmm. This is a fictional person, so I'm not sure if you'd count, but I just think they have a really, really cool name, and they're iconic for me, and that is Ganondorf.
Whoa.
From Zelda?
Yes.
Yeah! Awesome.
Yes, he's the recurring, like, big bad guy from Zelda, and he's very scary, and he just has such a cool name, Ganondorf.
That's a great pick.
Ganondorf. It does sound.
Ganondorf. Great pick.
But my other pick would have been RuPaul.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Oh, excellent.
RuPaul would have been, fuck.
Shit, I didn't even have RuPaul on the list.
I didn't either.
Well,
to recap, who we did on our list, David, you took Muhammad, Shaq, Madonna, Rihanna, and Ichiro. I went second. I took Prince, Adele, Pele, Cher, and Sting. Sean, you went last, and you took Beyonce, Tupac, Usher, Oprah, and Slash.
One of them
honestly,
wouldn't have fun hanging out with
the
all the
board,
rest.
I feel like.
No. Sean, David's the only, I think, other guest who's done this. Your entire list is black people.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've done it.
I'm out here.
Oh, man. He said, yeah.
Who do we leave on the list? Bjork?
Drake wouldn't have counted. After the first, I had to call an audible after the first Eminem thing, so Drake wouldn't have counted.
Drake would have. That's his middle name. But I think
I didn't know.
Yeah,
I thought
it was Do Right and Kill Everything.
No. Is that really?
He says it in a song.
Wow.
Drake just stands for Do Right and Kill Everything.
I think
that's hilarious.
Aubrey Drake Graham is what I saw, but maybe I'm wrong.
I didn't even know that. I thought
Moby
it was...
I had on there.
Moby, Shakira, Yanni.
I had Messi, but I don't know if that's really.
Oh, yeah, Messi.
And I had Maradona.
Maradona. Ronaldo.
And other than that, my shit got picked.
There weren't nearly as many as I thought, honestly.
Donovan from the 70s?
Yeah.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me.
I don't know what's going on.
They call me Mellow Yellow. Quite rightly. You don't know that song?
No.
No.
That'd be funny if I was making it up. I'm just mad about Saffron.
Are you making it up?
Saffron's mad about me.
Who else knows this song?
I know sort of what you're talking about.
Mellow Yellow.
Yeah.
Quite rightly. They call me
that's
Mellow Yellow.
That's that Donovan
yellow.
Dude is the Mellow
that's
Yellow
Donovan,
song?
Yeah. Quite rightly.
I had no idea.
Yeah, you've heard it though, right?
Yeah, yeah, I've definitely heard that song. I didn't know it until you got to the They Call Me Mellow Yellow part.
I wish I could make songs up like that.
Well, then you'd be a recording artist,
I think,
my
you
friend.
Did Hurdy Gurdy Man too. You know that one? Hurdy Gurdy, Hurdy Gurdy, Hurdy Gurdy Man.
You're making that up.
You don't know I'm not. That's real.
Fuck you.
I
you
swear to up. God. You've Hurdy never heard Gurdy of Hurdy Man? Gurdy Man?
That sounds like something you just made up because you're very creative.
That's
you didn't
a
make
male
that up?
Strip club in South Dakota.
Hurdy Gurdy, Hurdy Gurdy, Hurdy Gurdy Man. It's real. I swear to God. He did Catch the Wind.
You all sound like you could be making them up.
I forget how Catch the Wind goes, but might as well catch the wind is the only part I really remember from it.
I
found a pretty good deal on a hurdy-gurdy just now, typing, Googling that.
No, don't buy that there. I got a hurdy-gurdy, man.
Oh. Yeah.
No, Jamel's going to slang it at the swap meet,
shit.
Dude.
Shit. He had songs like Goo Goo Barabajal.
Barabajal. I was with you until you did that.
Goo Goo Barabajal. Yeah.
Yeah. The song was called, it was, the band is Gaga Gaja Goo Goo.
Kaja
the song
Gugu.
Is called Too Shy.
Hush, hush,
hush, hush.
Shy, shy. How do I?
It's not my fault that all of Donovan's songs sound fake. He's got another one called Sunny Googe Street.
All right, that's not.
Fuck you.
Oh,
are you? Swear to God, you're dead serious. All
God.
These are Donovan songs?
Yeah.
What did you just
one,
say?
Okay, here's one you've heard of. I swear to God.
Is it Can't See Me?
Here's one. Season of the Witch. You know that song?
No, I don't know that song.
You gotta pull out every stitch.
Yeah, I just heard it like 2 days ago. I put on a Halloween playlist and that was on.
That's Donovan as well.
Dun, dun, the Season of the
Must
Witch.
Be the Season of the Witch.
Yeah. That song rules.
Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. She knows what I'm talking about when it comes to Donovan. Mom, come school these fools. Let them know about Donovan. I think he's Irish, Sean. You should know about this fool.
I'll see her over Thanksgiving, I hope, and I'll talk to her face-to-face about it.
Oh, he's British, but yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, listen, we want to hear yours. Picks. Not that there's a ton left, but let us know if there are. Hit us up at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, AllFantasyPodcast@gmail.com. Now, that's on the internet. Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit. Shout out to everyone on the All Fantasy Everything Patreon for holding us down. Thank you so much. Sincerely, from the bottom of your heart, we really... really, truly appreciate your generosity.
Oh, all day.
It means the most to us every month. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel.
I'm sorry. I should keep talking about Sue. I got a shout out.
No, keep going. That's it.
Shout out to Alex and Jess on their, I put in my notes, Australian engagement. They're engaged, but they happen to be in Australia. So to me, it's an Australian engagement.
Oh, I thought that was
makeshift engagement.
Like, yeah, like he got him pregnant or something.
Yeah.
No, he flew out to see us at High Plains in 2018. So,
what's up, dude? Yeah.
That is,
hell yeah.
I remember that when that he told us, and I was just like, that is fucking gnarly.
Yeah,
dude.
I was like, we're getting you.
Yeah,
and he came to our after party.
He sure did.
He did come to the after party.
And then he saw that we do not lie or fake the funk on any of these nasty dunks.
No. We live that life. We very much live that life.
I don't think anybody ever never thought that.
Damn, what else? I mean, shout out to him. Shout out to Frankie Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. And for God's sake, more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Hurdy Gurdy Man.
Sounds cool when you say it.
Was that? It does. It still sounds made up as hell.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.